Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gosh, you guys sound like you're making a whole lot of sense right now.
Yeah.
Don't know if that will be the case like on that? Monday after we find out your picks for this weekend's games.
Would you like me to step up to the plate first, Mr. Morgan? Would you like me to go there? Because I'm feeling good about this one.
By all means, proceed.
The mandatory NFL game of the week is going to be Steelers at Commanders. The Commanders are a 2.5-point favorite at home. The over-under that game is 44.5, but we're not going to pick that, even though Bo likes to break the rules every now and then.
I broke it once.
I like the Commanders in this one. Jaden Daniels just playing at another level right now. The Steelers, even though there's been a slight uptick with that offense and Russell Wilson, some of the moves they've made, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, runaway freight train right now. Give me Washington at home minus 2.5 points.
I love Jaden Daniels coming out of the draft. He was my favorite quarterback out of the draft. Dan Quinn is my favorite former Falcons fired. Well, him and Mike Smith are 1A and 1B. However, this is the best defensive pass rush in the league. This might be the best defense in the league. Mm. They need this game badly. I'll take that 2.5 points. Jaden Daniels has not seen T.J. Watt yet in his career.
There you go. The NFL game that I'm picking up off the street, let me go out to Phoenix, Arizona, or Glendale, if you will. Guys, the Jets aren't very good. Arizona has won three in a row. And when you look at Kyler Murray's career, a couple of weeks ago we talked about it as the first time in Kyler Murray's career he's won back-to-back games. Now he's won three in a row. You would think Arizona should be favored in this game, but they're not. The Jets are favored by 1.5 on the road in Glendale this weekend. Give me Aaron Rodgers and those Jets with some of the recent additions and subtractions they've made. The Jets start to get things pointed in the right direction. They finally get the coaching bump, and the Jets minus the 1.5 in Phoenix this weekend. Take it to the bank.
All right. In a battle of 2-7 powerhouses, the New York football Giants coming to Charlotte. The over-under is 40.5. Both these teams have went over that in previous games as far as combined scores. Their offenses, they've got embattled quarterbacks who are, Bryce Young's back in there. Daniel Jones ran over a defender at the goal line last week.
Yeah.
They're starting to feel themselves. Yeah. Give me that. Give me the over, baby.
Yeah. I'll take that over. The game's actually in Munich in Germany.
Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's at Carolina on my sheet. That's where I wrote it, Tiffany. But thank you. It'll be at 9:30.
Already wrong.
So you can
already
watch
wrong.
It solo.
Yeah, already wrong. I am not happy with Dylan about this, Tiff, because there's one thing you don't do is gamble with your heart. But the Alabama at LSU game is our mandatory college pick. I'm not a fan of it, and I know that Bo's brewing up with something over there right now. I'm not a fan of what's going on. I don't want to have to pick this game because I had to pick my heart.
All right,
and
Mike,
you guys know I'm not going to get on here and pick LSU plus the points. It's not going to happen.
You said, all right, Michael, Dylan.
Yeah, what's going on? What do you need? Yeah.
What? I mean, I just said sorry.
Oh, you said sorry.
Yeah,
he said,
just apologized. Yeah. Leave him alone. Look,
I'm sorry I put you in a spot like that.
He was
like,
well, you know that I'm going to go.
I looked up, and I just see Mike Johnson staring at me. Yeah, I see a big offensive lineman looking at me.
Alabama opened as an underdog in this game because it opened 2 weeks ago because they both had bye weeks. So Alabama opened as an underdog in this game. They are now 2.5-point favorites. Dude, you know I'm not going to take LSU in this game. Get out of here. It's new. It's a Southern Louisiana hate week in my house. We don't like them. Bama, minus the points all day.
This game's not played in Tuscaloosa, is it?
Oh, gosh. I feel a sermon coming
on. It's a night game, isn't it?
I feel a sermon coming on. Don't you dare play that.
In one Death Valley, Bo Morgan.
I mean, imagine if it was played in Talladega.
Dega, baby.
But it's not. It's played in Baton Rouge, where those Bayou Bengals roam. Give me the Bayou Bengals, and I'll take those 2.5 points. I love 2.5 points this weekend. Yeah. I'll take it all day long.
Yeah, of course you will. Of course you will. Can't wait to just rub that one in your face. All right, and then my last college pick, Missouri is a 3.5-point dog against Oklahoma this weekend. There's been some questions as to whether or not Brady Cook can play. He's exited the last two games they've played with injury. They had a bye week last week. Look, it is what it is. This game points to the fact that I should be taking Oklahoma. They're not a better team. They've got 5 wins on the year. I think Brady Cook plays the entire time. And when Brady Cook plays for Missouri, they're pretty good. I like Brady Cook plus the 3 against Oklahoma this weekend. Take it to the bank.
Oh, wow. Well, hopefully he doesn't go to the hospital in the middle of this game.
What?
That happened, Tiff. And yeah, he came back and let it come back.
I hate the Saints worse than any team in football. But number 2 might be Florida State. They're going to South Bend, Indiana, unless that game's in Germany too, Tiffany.
It's not.
Okay, thank you.
It's domestic.
Touchdown Jesus all day long. The over-under is only 42.5. Hell, Notre Dame might drop 45 on that garbage team. Give me the Catholics and give me the over 42.5. I think they're going to roll. I love
there
it.
Over. And make sure your bookie calls Squid instead of you when you owe money.
Those are the picks. You can tune in on Monday to laugh at them, depending on how the weekend turns out for these guys.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.